I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Hey, welcome back to Fundraising Secrets. I'm Maya McNulty, your host. As I promised, guys, I am going to take you on a journey on how to fundraise fast in 30 days. I'm building out this challenge funnel, Fundraise Fast 30-Day Challenge. And if you're interested in following me for the next 30 days on this journey, I want to teach you my step-by-step, exactly how I'm going to launch this thing. It hasn't even been created yet. Yesterday, I talked a little bit about getting started, laying out the land, right? Getting started. And now today is day two, and I'm going to talk to you about why do you want to do a 30-day challenge and what's in it for the people and what's in it for yourself, the customer, what's in it for your organization. Well, one of the things that's in it for your organization is that you're going to get a whole flood of new people to come into your business, into your funnel, into your organization that have never learned about you before, that have never donated to you, that have never been a sponsor, that have never contributed, have never been a board member. They've never even been asked to be a board member. So this is a new way to drive traffic organically into your organization by the droves. And that is one of the reasons why you want to do a fundraising funnel and take my class at the end of 30 days. And I invite you in to take the class and be a part of our live event that's happening on September 13th and 14th in Albany, New York. So you might want to mark your calendar. You can email me at maya@upthebiz.com, Maya, M-A-Y-A, @upthebiz.com. Send me a message that you're interested in joining us, and I'll secure your spot. We only have 50 spots for that. So I want to make sure that you get in, and that'll be great. So let's get to the topic of today. What we're going to talk about day two is the outline and the formatting. So each day you have to really organize what's important to your daily methods of operation. So your priorities, what is important? How do you, what time do you get up? What do you spend your time doing? Are you surfing the internet? Are you surfing Facebook? Are you surfing TV channels? Are you just on Netflix? Exactly what are you doing? Are you reading the newspaper? All those things are noise, and they're holding you back from building the thing and setting you free to financial freedom for your organization so that you can serve more, do more, be more, become more, give more. The one thing that you're never going to get back is time, and money you can always get, but time you can't. So spend this time, learn to listen and put into action with the next 30 days, as I'm going to do. I'm going to teach you how to fundraise fast in 30 days. Does that sound good? All right, I'm really excited. All right, so number one, ask yourself, why do you want to do this 30-day challenge? And what I want you to do is maybe go on Google or write out on a calendar 21 days. It takes 21 days to form a habit and 63 days to form a ritual. Now, if you start doing your habits, eventually it'll become a ritual, because this is how you are going to manifest all the things that you want for your organization, your people that you work with, your team, building a culture. A lot of times people, organizations, you're just coming in and you're serving the purpose and the mission, but the culture is lacking. And so you've got to get people to raise that flag, that title of liberty, to believe that what you're doing is the right thing and what they're doing is the right thing, so that they could stay with you longer and ascend them up the value ladder from volunteer to an alumni in your organization. Now, once you've figured out what you want to do for the next 30 days, ask yourself why. Why do you need this money for your organization? What problem is it going to solve? why is it important? You know, is your organization in debt? Do you need to put a new playground in? Do you need more campers in your organization? Do you need to buy better equipment? Maybe you need a new computer. Maybe just even having an event to solve advocacy training and support. All these things, because nonprofits a lot of times offer their mission driven for free, their thing, right, that they serve. I know I worked with NAMI, and they do all of their training for families and advocacy for families. They don't charge any of the parents or the person that's going through that needs the recovery help. Also, with Special Olympics, they fundraise because none of the athletes have to pay to compete. So, you know, why do you need this money? What problem is it going to solve? And how is it going to make your organization better? How will it make you feel? And what will it do for your organization? See the vision and write that down. The next thing you want to do is write your how. How are you going to get that message out? How are you going to get it out? Are you going to podcast? Are you going to Facebook Live? Are you going to blog? Are you going to send out email? Are you going to send out direct mail? You know, the old way of marketing is direct mail. Even networking is the old way. TV, newspaper, those are all the old way of marketing. There's a new way. And the new way is Facebook Live, doing things on Facebook Live. You see, Facebook Live is the hottest market right now. Over 7 million people are on Facebook. So what you want to do is go to do your Facebook Live. Have your organization do the Facebook Lives, because it's organic. You're reaching an audience. They're connecting with people. Remember, donations, people donate to people. They don't donate to things. So people donate to people. Okay, so they get to know, like, and trust you. They feel that you care. They can feel the emotion. They're staying connected with you, and they're following you on the journey, and they're also able to see and learn the cause, the problem that you solve, right? So this is why it's really important. And so how is your product or service getting out to them? So it could be a digital course. It could be an event, a polar plunge, a fashion show. You know, how are you going to get this message out to them, and what are you going to do? The next thing is, what are you going to do? You know, your action steps. I wanted to get back with Facebook Live. So when you do Facebook Lives, they live on, and most of your engagement happens after your post. So if you have your whole staff and everyone in your organization, it's the number one way right now. It's better than just videos. Plain videos get lower engagement and lower traffic reach as opposed to Facebook posts. Facebook Live posts get higher engagement and higher content. They also have engagement because people are actually seeing you and reacting to you as you're going. Now, the other thing is static images. Static images is actually the third thing. So you have Facebook Lives, videos, and then just videos, and then you have images, static images. So if you're solving a problem, you want to convey that through live videos. I can't stress it enough. So your daily method of operations, when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? What are your rituals? You know, you're setting your priorities through the day, and ask yourself, too, the money that you're going to bring in, what problem is it going to solve? And this is another thing, too, that I did. Part of my problem is that I get overwhelmed easily because a lot of people are coming at me now and asking me for things and doing things and contributing. And someone just asked me to be on a board for something, for an organization. Someone just asked me to be on a small mastermind committee. Another one is in, I live in New York. There's another one in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania. You know, your time is limited. So I do a lot of things via mobile or on Facebook, using my funnel. So that's how I connect to people. But I tried to lower the pressure and noise, and I started to, anything that was frivolous, I just started to knock them out. So there's no more of this and no more of that. I started to lower the pressure and noise so I could stay hyper-focused, kind of like just cleaning the slate, staying focused by bringing the target in a little closer. When you bring the target in a little closer, you're able to see and have a strategic plan. My business coach always mentions having a strategic plan. When you can bring the target in closer, you'll hit it every single time. And a target's also like a roadmap, right? I live in New York. If I want to get to California, well, what part of California do I want to get to? And what vehicle do I want to drive? Do I want to fly? Do I want to take train? How do I want to get there? So once I get there, where am I going? Am I going to LA? Am I going to San Diego, San Francisco, you know, Southern California. Where exactly am I going? So I need the roadmap and the blueprint, but if I don't bring the target in a little closer, I'm not going to know how to get there. I need to know all the steps, right? So lowering the pressure and the noise and staying focused. So this is also another thing that you could do when you are sharing this information with people, is to have them listen to this podcast, share this podcast, Fundraising Secrets, so that they can also learn steps to marketing and branding their business. Now, if you're new to this industry, then, you know, welcome, and you can definitely reach out to me, start listening to my my podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and then you can also follow me on Facebook at Fundraising Secrets, and then there's also a private Facebook group, Fundraising Secrets. I do have a VIP group. It's a paid group for Fundraising Secrets, and if you're interested in that, definitely let me know. But I do go live every day, 3:45 daily. I've been trying to. Today I was on there at 4:15, only because I had another meeting. You know, we get busy, right? So I still want to be honest and stay on the game. 30 days, step by step, I'm going to teach you how to fundraise fast. So right now, I'm just laying out the foundation. Yesterday, we were just organizing. Today, the second day, we started with our goals, why, our how, and our what, and laying out the setup and the payoff, and just doing some videos to show exactly what the journey is, keep you on the journey. So this is day two, guys. I hope you found it valuable. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.